Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about the festival of Chandan Yatra. Chandan Yatra is a festival during the hot season in India, in which the deities are covered with sandalwood paste, that is Chandan, to cool them. This festival goes on for 21 days with the Utsav Vigrahas covered in Chandan. As shown behind, the deities are covered completely with Chandan, that is sandalwood paste, which provides the Lord relief from the scorching heat of summer in the month of Vaishakh or Jaisht, that is May or June. Once, Lord Jagannath instructed the ancient king Indradyumna to perform this festival on this occasion. Smearing the body of the Lord with ointments is an act of devotion, and the best of balms is said to be the sandalwood paste. Since heat in the month of Vaishakh is extreme in India, the cooling effect of sandalwood paste would be pleasing to the Lord. Sandalwood paste is applied all over the body of the Lord Jagannath, leaving only his two eyes exposed. The Utsav Vigrahas, that is the functional deities or Vijay Utsav, are taken on procession and placed in a boat in the temple pond. To commemorate this festival, Lord Chaitanya also performed water sport with his devotees. Chandan Yatra is said to have been celebrated first on the day when Treta Yuga began. Sages and devotees performed Homa, that is Yajna, during this holy occasion. Usually barley is used as a major ingredient for Homa. Ganga Devi is said to have descended to earth on this very day. People also perform special puja on the occasion of this holy day. Bathing in a holy river, offering charity, performing japa and fire sacrifices, offering barley in sacred fire, and preparations of delicious food using barley are common celebrations among the people. Madhavendra Puri was a great follower of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. When he was in Govardhan, he dreamt of a deity of Gopal dug in the jungles. The Lord said, "Madhav, I am much suffocated in the jungle beneath this earth. Please excavate my place and install me in a temple." So Madhavendra Puri, with the help of Anore villagers, excavated the earth and found the deity, and Gopal was installed on top of the Govardhan hill. One day, Gopal said, "I was beneath the earth for long and my body is worn out. Would you please bring some sandalwood from Jagannath Puri and smear it on me with its pulp and soothe my body?" Madhavendra Puri was then an old man and he couldn't deny the order of Lord Gopal. So he set out to Jagannath Puri. On the way, he reached the Remuna, where the Gopinath temple is located at the border of Orissa and Bengal. He stayed there overnight and saw that the pujari offered 12 pots of kheer to the deity. So Madhavendra Puri thought, "If I could taste a bit of kheer, then I would also make some offerings to my Gopal in Vrindavan." Immediately, his consciousness scolded him. "Oh, I am so stupid. Before offering it to my deity, I think of eating it." Realizing his mistake, he immediately left the temple. He went outside and sat beneath a tree and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to pass the night. At night, the deity appeared in a dream to the priest and said, I have shielded one pot of kheer, condensed milk, behind my garment. Take it to Madhavendra Puri, sitting beneath the tree, outside the temple. The priest reached the temple and did so as instructed. Then the priest described the whole episode to Madhavendra Puri. Thereafter, Gopinath became famous as Kheer Chor, who stole kheer for his great devotee. On the next day morning, Madhavendra Puri set out to Jagannath to collect chandan for Gopal. Before he reached Puri, the news was spread that Gopinath stole kheer from Madhavendra Puri. At Jagannath Puri, Madhavendra met the pujari of Lord Jagannath and expressed the desire of Lord Gopal. The pujari took him to the king of Puri. Hearing the episode, the king gave him 1 man, nearly 37 kg, of special sandalwood used in Puri, and 2 security guards, and gave him a written order not to harm Madhavendra, the carrier of chandan. While he reached near Gopinath, Govind appeared in his dream and said, "Madhav, you embalmed the Lord Gopinath with sandal paste so that I too would receive it, for Gopinath and I are one." Madhavendra Puri anointed Lord Gopinath with chandan paste as Gopal instructed. The Chandan Yatra festival started since then to commemorate the incident. The extract from Chaitanya Charitamrita is to commemorate the event. The translation and purport is done by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 4.106 says, "Gopal kahe puri amara tapa nahi, yaya malayaja chandan lepa, tabe se judaya." In his dream, Madhavendra Puri saw Gopal, who said, "My bodily temperature still has not decreased. Please bring sandalwood from the Malaya province and smear the pulp over my body to cool me." Purport: the deity of Gopal had been buried within the jungle for many years, and although he was installed and was offered thousands of pots of water, he still felt very hot. He therefore asked Madhavendra Puri to bring sandalwood from the Malaya province, since sandalwood produced in Malaya is very popular. The word Malaya refers to the modern country of Malaysia. Formerly, this country also produced sandalwood, but not anymore. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.